what's going on inside you. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I must cover all this news, so I'm going to laser focus like a robot, give you my analysis on all this critical intel for 20 minutes when we start the next segment and 300-plus stations join us. And then I'm opening the phones up specifically because I'm trying to get everybody focused on the Democrats openly preparing civil war and martial law. And Roger said, I got your message, because I know he talks to Trump every day. And I've been behind the scenes. I twist Roger's arm, and he's told Trump all this stuff. But everybody needs to do it. And I can call the campaign head and other people, but the best way to do it is just on air and get all of you to do it too. He needs to be exposing what they're planning to try to steal it again. He's got to get ahead of this. I tell him, don't say that, sir. It looks like, you know, you're planning to steal it or you're not confident. My God, they're totally gearing up. You've got to expose it. Now, coming up, the news I'm going to cover is Bild. That's a very credible public, the top publication in Germany, has come out and said Ukraine is going to get nuclear weapons. So this is a major beyond escalation. I'm going to hit that and break down what's really behind that. And get into the censorship of the EU that affects us here big time. They're coming after Musk and you and I and everybody. This is huge. It's an example of globalist tyranny. And more, and your calls. I'll give the number out when we come back. But first, this important report. Here's your chance to keep my broadcast, which the globalists absolutely hate, which is devastating them, on the air and empower your body, your overall health, your immune system, your mental clarity. Now, anybody that knows about supplements and what is the most popular stuff out there knows that Irish sea moss has compounds in it that make it arguably the greatest superfood out there. It's got one of the best bioavailable forms of iodine in it. It's got all these key minerals, all of these key vitamins, and a bunch of other what they call ring structures involved in it that help the vitamins and minerals and other compounds like iodine get directly into your cells. So you want to go to the alexjonesstore.com and get this incredible sea moss product that is called Alex Jones's Ultimate Sea Moss. You will immediately feel the energy and the mental clarity. And within a few weeks, the iodine in your cells really starts to kick in, and that's when you feel the real benefits. There's also some other great supplements on the site, and there's also amazing t-shirts, hoodies, and ball caps that have the message of liberty, InfoWars, Alex Jones, President Trump. All of these messages support and promote freedom and exercise your First Amendment in the face of the leftist tyrants that want to silence all of us. So it is a 360 win to keep my broadcast on the air one way or another when you go to the alexjonesstore.com and get Ultimate Sea Moss and some of the other products that are there. I can't do this without your help. I try to bring you products that I know are really going to work, so you'll love them, so you'll come back and get them again and again. I will never give up. I will never sell out. I will never back down. But we could give out without your support. Look, the globalists with all their big fake lawsuits and rig courts openly told me, stop promoting the Second Amendment, stop promoting Trump, we'll drop all this. They literally think that I will buckle to them, that I will bow to them, that I will give in to them. I will never do that. I will never sell out. It's impossible. Can't even think about it. But I could give out, as I keep saying. So please keep us on the air. We have broken so many huge stories. We've exposed the poison shots, the open borders, the globalist pedophile rings, the World War III situation. Almost everybody I interview that's prominently fighting the New World Order now says I woke them up. People like Tucker Carlson.
Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
So the show has been a devastating weapon against the New World Order. But it cannot continue on, no matter what happens to InfoWars here in the next few weeks, without your support. So please make the decision now to keep me on air and to keep the crew working and to keep the special reports coming out by going to the alexjonesstore.com and getting the Ultimate Sea Moss, getting t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, new designs being added, limited edition, super high quality at the alexjonesstore.com. Again, I humbly thank you for all your support, and I ask you to please keep me in the game. Make the decision now to go to the alexjonesstore.com, and God bless you all. Irish sea moss has been all the rage in the last 5 years because when folks started discovering it,
It took the country and the world by storm because of the incredible effects it has. It's probably the greatest superfood out there, full of organic-based iodine and a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. And we've got the gummies and the capsules now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com that are some of the strongest and best out there. Up to 55% off when you get three bottles, over 40% off when you get two bottles, 40% off when you get one bottle, and it's in stock right now, Ultimate Sea Moss, at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, check out the hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies. And regardless what happens to InfoWars here in the next 28 days, ladies and gentlemen, your support of our sponsor will make sure I am able to stay on air. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the Ultimate Sea Moss gummies and capsules, as well as other amazing supplements and Patriot apparel. God bless you. Now, thanks for the support.
It's a long way to the top if you want to defeat the New World Order, but we're getting close, and we can see the top of the mountain.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Going to a show. Fight, the better the victory.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the news and take your phone calls in this hour. I'll host a little bit in the next hour. The New Hernandez takes over at Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, with the amazing, informative, dynamic War Room. And we are 26 days out from the Democrats trying to shut down InfoWars, and they filed in federal court through the Justice Department to take my name and Real Alex Jones on X. They say they own the name Alex Jones Show, and they own everything in violation of the 13th Amendment. We'll be getting to the bigger attack. Notice I'm spending a little bit of time on myself today, even though it's a big story, affects us all, because the attack on Elon Musk is bigger, and it affects you. So we'll get to that in a moment. But first, the story's up on InfoWars.com. And it links to Bild and the English translation of the number one investigative news journal in Deutschland. And for corporate establishment media, they were the first in Germany to report on the U.S. government blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. So they are very credible, not as good as Shai Hirsch, who I'd give a 99. I'd give Bild about a 90. But for legacy media, they're usually right. And, of course, I don't just go off what they say. I know the background and how this works in escalation. Biden, over a month ago, almost 5 weeks ago, meets with Keir Starmer, and the Brits had already announced, yeah, we're going to give jointly U.S.-British-made Storm Shadow heavy cruise missiles, directed and launched by the West, into Russia. Now, you've already had the Ukrainians blowing up bridges and sending drones and attacking Moscow and big incursions 100 miles in, and the war is just completely out of control. And the Russians have won their aims. And so NATO is escalating and sitting in heavier and heavier weapons and attacking nuclear reactors and blaming the Russians and being caught doing it. And it's just totally dangerous and escalatory and insane. But that's because the old globalist empire is dying and is trying to hold World War III gun, not just new bioweapon releases, to our head and everybody's brain. So Bild is reporting, you can read the article, and of course they've leaked this on purpose out of NATO, that NATO officials, high level, have told Bild, so they want the Russians to know, that Ukraine has nuclear reactors, Ukraine has scientists, and Ukraine is weeks away from having atomic bombs. And Ukraine might use atomic bombs on Russia. Boy, that's quite a headline, because that's really what it should read. Not German news publication claims Ukraine could have nuclear weapons within weeks. Germany's most respected news publication reports, according to high-level NATO officials. The headline is, globalists threaten Russia with nuclear-armed Ukraine in greatest nuclear war escalation in human history. Or you could have another headline that actually approaches the dire existential ultra-urgent Armageddon flirting nuclear conflagration pushing satanic behavior. I mean, words don't even approach it. It's just... So, first, we're going to rain missiles down on you. Russia's like, we'll go to nuclear war. And they're just like, well, we're not going to start the nuclear war. But Ukraine might. That way they have plausible historical deniability. Wow. So I was saying the last 3 weeks, since 5 weeks ago, when they escalated right up to the verge, Russia said, fine, we'll start attacking NATO targets if you hit us with any conventional weapons inside Russia, any conventional heavy weapons, and target our military bases. And I saw them starting, oh, maybe we'll make a deal. And Zelensky came over and met with Trump. And I saw a lot of signs that maybe they were coming up for air, leveling up towards sanity. No. 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 I didn't say they were becoming sane. I said I was seeing some signs of it and that I was hopeful. Well, this is not hopeful. This is a direct threat through a credible publication by NATO to Russia that, okay, we'll just give our surrogate proxy military in this hybrid war that's turned into a full regional war, threatening total war, nuclear weapons, and then when it comes out that NATO blew up the Nord Stream, they'll fall back to, oh, actually, Ukraine, five guys on a sailboat did it. Oh, we didn't detonate a nuclear weapon in the middle of Russian forces. No, the Ukrainians did, so what are you going to do now? The denial, just like weather weapons, they don't want to admit they've got them, which they earlier did, because then they get in trouble. Oh, it's not us. Oh, it's not us letting in the fentanyl, killing hundreds of thousands a year. Oh, it's not BlackRock funding the schools to put pro-pedophile books in all the public schools. No, no, no. It's all plausible deniability. Oh, it's Soros funding open borders, not the State Department. And so the headline is, NATO threatens Russia with Ukraine as the nuclear war trigger. Like China uses North Korea as the plausible deniability mechanism. Wow. Yeah, the Bild headline is, Ukraine to have the atom bomb. Speaking of Donald Trump, I told him, what is the way out of this? Either Ukraine will have nuclear weapons and they will serve as protection, or we need to be in some kind of alliance. We don't know any effective alliance except NATO, Zelensky said to Trump. And now they've had NATO tell Bild, okay, well, we'll just wink, wink. Hey, kid, here's a nuclear weapon. Like handing a machine gun to a chimpanzee that you've given methamphetamines to. Kind of a big deal. What do callers think about that? And what do you think about the domestic escalation that civil war conditions, martial law, troops on the streets to kill Americans, the troops are coming to kill you, Kamala Harris says. And then they have an executive order and have the Pentagon put out a report for full martial law and killing citizens. And everybody that finally focused on it focuses on the Pentagon saying we'll kill citizens with lethal force, lethality. We're not for global government. We're for global governance. Same thing, but different word. Comprende? So this is a big deal. And that's just what I keep telling people is, you study history, geopolitics, and stuff. None of this has ever been done. This is all uncharted, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, Crazy town. All right, the toll-free number to join us. I'm just going to take 8 calls after the break. Still got 15 minutes more news to cover. But I want to hear from you just on the massive escalations and what do we do to get ahead of it? Well, obviously, we get Elon Musk and Trump to talk about it. But if they're not going to do it, we're going to do it. And yeah, okay, I'm reaching 20 million people today, maybe. If we're lucky, probably 10, 15. Okay, that's great. What if you all get upset about this? What if you take the clips of the show? What if once we archive this in a few hours to X and band.video, what if you go get it and share it? Because that's why the Deep State wants us off air, because we're having very sane, real discussions here. And they know not just the general public, but policymakers around the world tune into this show or see clips and go, God, that guy knows what he's talking about. How does he know that? Well, that's what I do. I knew more when I was 15 years old than the average general, because they just compartmentalize, go play golf, and fill out paperwork and act like they know what they're talking about. They're not interested in it. They don't care about it. I do care about it. I've read probably 50 books put out by the Rand Corporation, and I'm not trying to sound smart. I'm just telling you, I know what I'm talking about. This is what I do. And I'm telling you, everybody can feel the grave danger, and the left thinks it's because of Trump, and they misdirect their subconscious and spiritual fear. You know, it's because the globalists are coming to their end and have a nuclear war gun to our head and martial law gun to our head and financial collapse gun to our head. And if we don't expose, they're the ones behind it, and a bioweapon gun to our head, they're going to do it, probably all of it. They always lay the groundwork before they do something, and they're laying groundwork at an amplitude and a velocity that is the 10 times anything I've ever heard. I mean, they are screaming global crises coming out our rear ends. And they're doing all this lawless stuff to anybody that's a patriot. They are doing crazy stuff to me and my crew and my family. And I don't sit there and go, oh, I'm a victim. Oh, me. You know, I said, no. When they sent in armed private security without a warrant or a judge's order to shut us down. And I said to the security, we're not leaving the building. Where's the warrant? Where's the court? They go, you're right. We're not going to do it. I didn't go on air that day and say, oh, it's about me. That's they're about to try to kill Trump. And what they do a few weeks later. This is so obvious. I'm just a sentry on the wall. And if I'm sitting there at 2 a.m., and an arrow shoots right by me, or an arrow shoots by me and shoots the other sentry in the chest, and then I look into the woods 60 yards away, and I see a bunch of movement, I ring the alarm bell, ding, 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 ding. I light the emergency torches, because, and then 10,000 people come out of the woods with their ladders, it's on, baby. So I got arrows going, zoo, 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 zoo. The one hits me in the arm, I'm like, oh, God, hit the arm by an arrow. I'm like, it's on, the enemy's here, get ready, defend yourselves. Ah. And I'm a happy warrior about it. God, I'm fired up, I'm climbing the walls, I got so much damn energy, that lightning bolt shooting out my arse. And my eyes. But I love Roger Death, super smart. I'm like, behind the scenes, all he talks about martial law and the takeover, but he's like, well, I don't want them to take it out of context what I say. And I'm not mad at Roger, but he admitted Trump doesn't talk about this because, well, that's weird to talk about martial law. Well, they're funny. They're accusing you of it everywhere, every second, because they're getting ready for it. I mean, my God here. If arrows are shooting by you at 2 a.m. up on the parapet, you know, and all of a sudden you see a giant mass of men running out of the woods about to try to climb the walls, are you going to get in trouble if you raise the alarm and say we're under attack? Da-ding, 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 and light the emergency torches? No. If you didn't do it, they'd hang your ass later. If you keep the city. So I'll ring the alarm bells, I'll light the damn torches, and I'll tell you this is going down. Just like I told you the day they tried to kill him. The Secret Service stood down, it's a total setup, blah, blah, and it all came out. I'm not going to wait and sit here and hesitate while the damn walls are overrun. Maybe some crazy person just shot an arrow at me in the night. I'll say later, you know, here's the arrow. It's over there. They'll say, good job, false alarm. If it was a real attack, you know, you would have saved the city. But I've had 50 arrows shoot at me, and I'm watching 10,000 barbarians run out of the woods about to climb the damn walls, kill the men, and take our women and children. literally with the illegal alien invasion. History just repeats, just more complex and bigger. There's an article up on Infowars.com by a renowned lip reader that Biden and Obama in that exchange were saying, we're totally screwed. She's not strong. What are we going to do? Obama says there's still time. We can still, you know, win. That's a pretty big article up on Infowars.com. Now listen to this. You've seen the videos, men, women, you name it, where they'll be praying across the street, catty corner from an abortion clinic, praying silently, and they get arrested. But now they've got the first known conviction of thought crime in modern British history. The guilty man, a veteran, was spotted praying silently for his dead son outside an abortion clinic. Prison sentence. Because you say, oh, well, why do we care what happens in the UK or the EU? Because it's global. And they're now using EU regulations and laws. Every time you go to a website, it pops up and says, is it okay if we have cookies? That's an EU law. We're complying with EU laws and in Congress to pass laws shielding U.S. citizens and companies from other countries' laws. Like Brazil seizing Starlink assets and arresting ex-employees, threatening to arrest Elon Musk. And then as soon as Elon rolled over to that, which he had no choice because the government didn't stand up for a U.S. citizen, I said, watch, the EU and Australia, I said this 2 weeks ago, on record, I said, we'll be next seizing not just X, but seizing, and now they said we're going to seize his Boeing division, got a Starlink, Tesla, X, SpaceX. Here's the article right here today. EU says, yeah, looks like we're just going to do that. The EU is going to tell an American citizen, and they say in the statements, he's allowing free speech. They don't even hide it. They don't even try to cover it up. They say there's illegal content or disinformation that they decide, no judge, no jury, that he'll be fined tens of millions of dollars, and they say that's not enough. Now they say we're going to go after all of his global revenue, including SpaceX, Neuralink, XAI, and the Boeing division he's got under the EU's Digital Services Act. Go read their statements right here for yourself. And that's why I got a call from one of Musk's people. I'll leave it at that, yesterday, legal. Before I even knew about this filing, I learned about it right after it. Because they understand the Democrats now say they can own my name and own real Alex Jones. For those that don't know law, the 13th Amendment, you can't not just make somebody be a slave, you can't take somebody's name or likeness. But they say, well, Alex Jones is not like other individuals. The hell I'm not. It's always the Alex Jones exception. People are like, well, we, you know, you raised $300,000 at real Alex Jones. That's probably enough for your legal defense. The Democrats have five in state and federal court unconstitutional actions against me right now. We've been beating them because the stuff they're filing isn't in totally rigged courts like they did in Austin and Connecticut. And we're winning our appeals against them. But it takes money. So, as you saw, they claimed out hundreds of millions of dollars and now admit none of that was true. Egg on the Democrats' face, egg on the Sandy Hook Democrat Party combine. Everything I said was true. They said, oh, go to jail. He has all this hidden money. He's a crook. Where is it? Not true. I've got a $9 million donation of Bitcoin, put it all into the operation, and it was the exact amount we needed in that two-plus years when we did all the accounting. It was just the number we needed to stay on air. Crazy how God works through people. So I don't need $9 million right now. That'd be really nice. What I need is people to go to the AlexJonesStore.com and get T-shirts and high-quality supplements that will blow you away, that will change your life, that are so amazing, like Ultimate CMOS and Optimal Human. And I need you to then go to my legal defense and emergency broadcast fund, but almost all is going to legal defense. Some of it's going into a few little other thingies. And I need money to fight a war. Go to RealAlexJones.com, a URL, not X. RealAlexJones.com and make a $5, $10, $100,000 donation. You know, you got all these wealthy, middle-class folks that are conservative and populist that think, well, we'll just keep our heads down. We are coming to the crux of the battle. Vote for Trump. Support Trump. They're outspending him 3-1. He's still beating him by sheer will. I'm not Trump. I'm not Musk. I don't have a war chest, though we're very effective. And we're junior to Musk and Trump. But in the annals, we have created the blueprint, reverse engineered diagram of the enemy and how to blow their operation. And I continue to create research material that's dead on enemy weakness points, how to crush them. And so I believe I'm worthy and my crew is worthy of your support. And so I'm saying, make the decision. I want you to consciously say, I'm not going to go to Real Alex Jones and I'm not going to donate. Okay, fine. That's your choice. I respect it. I'm a Christian. Trump's not perfect. I'm just going to vote for Satan by not voting. Okay, that's your decision. But if you don't go to Real Alex Jones and donate, just remember when all this happens to you or the people standing up for your rights like myself and Trump and Musk get shut down. And just remember, you're the target and you did nothing at the point of that. I know you're praying for the show. I know you're sharing the articles, videos. Great. Keep doing it. And those that have supported, I salute you. But now is not the time for half measures or games. Go to realalexjones.com, make a donation. Or just go get the CMOS and feel how great it makes you feel and the amazing things it does so you'll get hooked and then get it from us. And get some T-shirts. I mean, you'll probably get, even in a leftist thing, mainly love. People post, talk about it online. Most areas, you'll get nothing but love. It's an adventure. It's a win-win. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, Real Alex Jones, to donate. I love the two Halloween limited edition shirts. Those will no longer be available after Halloween. These are amazing T-shirts. I can't do it without you. I want to thank those that have. And just say again, history's happening now. Oh, we now have women's shirts cut for women. And even softer fabric, though the men's shirts are really soft and all cotton and really nice as well. They got the big hoodies. They got the ball caps. I mean, it's got to be over 150 different items in there now. Bigley makes the best T-shirts. So, and they're really just a great sponsor. And don't forget my dad and his supplement company, the highest quality. People go, man, these supplements are just as good as yours. My dad came to work with me 13 years ago. He made sure we got the best, private label, the highest rated, or created new formulas. The next level of foundational energy, no letdown, not a classical stimulant, but acts like one, cleans out your cells. The breakdown of key compounds that your cells can't process, most people can't, like folic acid. It's the methylfolate breakdown of that with a bunch of other key compounds. Next level of foundational energy, the fluoride-free, fortified with nanosilver, iodine, tea tree, and a bunch of other essential oils, super blue toothpaste. It's all there. At drjonesnaturals.com, the whole food multivitamin, organic, highest quality, the fiber greens, concentrate of the seed sprouts. You know, everybody knows a little shot of wheatgrass is great. That's only one of the ingredients. This is way beyond each pill, like something like 10 shot glasses equivalent. The gummies are 20-1 concentrate of the CMOS. The pills are 40-1 concentrate. That's the stuff you get at thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Go there now, get great products, and know you are in the fight for humanity's future, not just for America's future, at the critical juncture. Everybody's like watching so much entertainment, so many other shows. People think, oh, this is another show. This isn't another show. This is humanity fighting for its very survival.
I'm shooting this update on Tuesday, October 14th, 2024. In 28 days, InfoWars goes up for sale, and the bad guys say they're going to try to outbid the good guys and shut us down. Well, regardless of what happens, I'm going to stay on the air. And I know those of you watching and listening think the same thing, because you love America, you love freedom, and you're not rolling over to the globalists. You're not rolling over to their censorship and their bullying and how they've terrorized the American people. You're fired up, and you are part. You are at the heart of the Great Awakening. Now, we make it really easy to ensure no matter what happens to InfoWars, we stay on the air and keep fighting without missing a beat. And the way to do that is to support our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, with incredible T-shirts, amazing ball caps, hoodies, you name it, that spread the word and promote a message of liberty. And you also meet like-minded people while you do it. There's also incredible supplements. For years, Irish sea moss has been all the rage as the superfood
because just in the concentrated moss itself, it's full of one of the best types of iodine that is such a key in our entire body. But then it's got all of these other superfoods and ingredients in it that just turbocharge the entire body, particularly the thyroid and all of your hormones in your body. The endocrine disruptors, the weed killers, the atrazine, all the glyphosate that's in the food, the water, everywhere, suppresses that and blocks that. That's why using the compounds God gave us does incredible things. Now, we sold out of the first round of concentrated gummies, Irish Sea Moss, Ultimate Sea Moss, thealexjonesstore.com. But more's coming in next week. But they just got in yesterday the powdered capsules of it that don't taste great like the gummies, but dissolve in your stomach so you never taste it, so it doesn't matter, that are twice as strong when it comes to the iodine and the other key compounds in it. Now, the gummies are amazing. People are going to love them. You get instant energy from them, but it takes a few weeks for the iodine to really kick in so you really feel it. But with these capsules, they are actually a little bit more than twice as powerful with the main ingredients. So believe me when I say you want to go to thealexjonesstore.com, look at the ingredients list, and then research the ingredients for yourself, because it's not just the sea moss. It's a superfood. It has the iodine, a bunch of other vitamins and minerals and key trace elements in it, so it really gets into your blood, really gets into your cells. I was already incredibly excited about our sea moss because I know about the rave reviews, but since I've been taking it, it is insanely good. I just now started taking yesterday the capsules, and they're even more incredible than the gummies. So for adults, for children, for old folks, for everybody, you want to get Ultimate Sea Moss at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operation. No matter what happens to InfoWars, supporting our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com, is critical to the fight. Plus, these are amazing products. You can get one bottle of the Sea Moss gummies or the Sea Moss powdered capsules for 40% off, two for 40%+, and three for 50%+ exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, the classic InfoWars red on navy blue shirt. This is a classic, but if InfoWars shuts down, it's going to be quite a collector's item, quite the memento of history. But if we survive, it'll be even cooler. So please make your mark in history. Know that you back the most critical media organization defending Team Humanity at the most important time in our decades and decades long history. Please visit now thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you all for your past support and ask you now more than ever to commit at this critical time.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
For 35 years, I've been researching in depth the New World Order. I've been on air 30 plus years. And I read the books and the publications written by presidents, prime ministers, think tank heads about the hellish world they were going to build. And I saw that much of what they said they would build previously, they got done. So I said, I'm going to fight these people. Humanity doesn't need to be slaves. We don't need to go along with this. I don't believe humanity will want to be controlled by these monsters and depopulated. That's not a very hard decision to make. But people are like, I don't choose to believe these bad things are happening. That's gloom and doom. I got a bowling league to go to. I got a golf game to play. You don't think I don't love golf? You don't think I love to bowl? You don't think I don't love to bass fish? You don't think I don't love to hunt dove? You don't think I don't love to hunt elk? You don't think I don't love to hunt hogs out of a helicopter? You don't think I don't love to play pool? You don't think I don't love to go out on a boat and drink beer? Oh, I love it. I can do it all day long, real easy. But see, if I'm out in a parking lot walking out of a restaurant with my family and some mugger walks up and puts a gun to my head Well, I've got to deal with that. And instinctively, I'm going to feign that he's in control. I'm going to grab the gun, force it up, squeeze it out of his hand, and then I'm going to jump on top of him in one purposeful move with the decision and intent to kill him, and I'm going to ram his head full power in the concrete, and then five more times, I'm going to slam it with intention and feel the skull break because I have got will. Die, 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 die. Now, you have will too, not to just beat somebody's brains out, but to wake up and decide you're under attack and admit you're under attack and then not put up with it politically, culturally, spiritually, and then fire up against these people. So, you're under attack. You like it? You like being pissed all over and crapped all over? You like these damn pedophiles running everything? You think your ancestors would like what's going on? What the hell's going on out there? If I went to some stupid football game and painted myself up in the team's colors and yelled and screamed like that, which that's a good American. But I get fired up about trying to stop World War III, and it's weird. And that's why we're screwed up. But if I was around 150 years ago, and the people then could see what was going on, they'd be acting crazier than me. But we've gotten domesticated. I didn't give the number out. I'm an idiot. So let's take a few calls. Here's the toll-free number. On martial law being openly announced, the military being announced for martial law and killing us, and then they say Trump's going to do it. I mean, that's the big story, along with World War III and the open border and the human trafficking, just to show how bad they are. That totally convicts and indicts the establishment, Mayorkas and all the scum, Harris, all of them. And Trump, for all his energy and all his topics, is shooting at the enemy. I don't mean this literally. It's an analogy. With a 301 mag. Trump's got hydrogen political bombs he can drop on him. He's not doing it. So I could sit up here and just play interesting clips and laugh at Kamala and Brett Baer all day long. But does that really matter at the end of the day? 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Now, I've got all this other news, and I'm going to start going over it right now. But if I wasn't the person this was happening to, I would be covering this just as much as I'm covering. I mean, you need to go read the federal filing. It's linked to the Bloomberg articles and others. It says, in the filing, in federal court, by the U.S. Trustee's Office, Justice Department, that the 13th Amendment says you can't take somebody's name and use it or their private social media, but Alex Jones is different and it doesn't say why. Might want to read it. Overhead shot, please. Now, do you think they're doing that just to get Alex Jones? No. Alex Jones, bankruptcy trustee, aims to sell social media accounts, including his personal accounts, and they say they own my name. And right here, it's quotes the document. Alex Jones' social media accounts are not the ordinary accounts of a private citizen. And the sale of the Jones bankruptcy estate interest in the social media accounts does not require Alex Jones to perform any personal services that would otherwise violate the 13th Amendment prohibition of slavery. But it does, and the previous rulings say you can't take somebody's social media. That's why, and that's why not just X, but the others say you can't transfer your personal account. Yeah, if I was a car dealership owner, because I had the law firms look it up, I mean, I already knew what it was going to say, I already know the law, and I went bankrupt, and the car dealership had a Facebook account that it had run advertising on and built up over years, you could transfer that in the bankruptcy to the creditors. But if the owner, Big Bob, or whatever his name is, has his own personal account, that he puts pictures up of his kids and occasionally promotes his dealership with, you don't get it because it's Big Bob. They're saying, yeah, you can still be Alex Jones, but you can't say it's the Alex Jones Show. That's in the filing. And you can't use real Alex Jones because we own that. That's like telling you you can't hang a sign outside your barbershop saying, come into David's Barbershop. Oh, you went bankrupt, so now you can't call it David's Barbershop when you reopen it after you're bankrupt. So, again, they never wanted money. They've said it. I played the clips. They want me silenced. And everyone should be rallying behind Elon Musk and Trump and myself. But instead, people are like, oh, well, Brazil started seizing the companies and everything. And yeah, now the EU's going to take over X, eh, whatever. You know, Elon Musk getting perfect anyways. You know, let's just let him do that. Because, you know, you don't want to look like you're brown-nosing Elon Musk. I mean, you don't want to. You're holier than thou as the super patriot. And, you know, he's not perfect. So screw X. Screw Elon. Okay. See where that gets you. Speaking of the EU, EU's digital ID push sparks fears of privacy and rushed rollout. And it's all with the UN and Bill Gates standardizing it for the whole world. And it'll be used as internet IDs where you can't get on the internet unless they have your identity. And then they can ban you whenever they want and kick you off the web for your behavior. People are like, well, I have nothing to hide. Let me have a digital ID. They're going to use it to control you. That's why they don't have one. It's dangerous. And it's because the system knows they're losing. They admit they're losing. Right here, great news. Americans' trust in mass media hits all-time low. Look at this. Disgraced Fulton County DA. Boy, every one of these DAs has been disgraced. Fannie Willis begs court to reinstate dropped Trump charges. She needs to go to prison for all the money laundering and lies and perjury. Here's another one. The View's Joy Behar worried about Trump's trending positive and winning. Think so? Biden-Harris DOJ to monitor voting over intimidation concerns of Trump voters. Huh? Kamala won't support voter ID because rural Americans don't have access to photocopy machines. Is that where you get your driver's license or ID? From a photocopying machine? No, it's so illegal aliens can vote. They admit it. My God, the Secretary of State in Texas 2 weeks ago came out in an official statement and said, and in a video to the key polling place officials, somebody doesn't need a U.S. ID. They don't need to be a citizen to vote. Okay. But they indicted Trump in Georgia, and one of the indictment points is disinformation. That's not even a law. But Fannie Willis put it in there. Trump says illegals are voting. Turned out way more voted in Georgia than he said thought did. More than 30,000 illegals confirmed to vote in Georgia. How many votes did Trump lose Georgia by? I forget because I mixed it all together. I think Georgia was 6,000 votes. What, Michigan was like 12,000 or something. Look it up. Because they were so lazy, they knew Trump won, so they would just go stuff because Biden was so far behind. You've seen the graph. Trump's right here. Biden's way below him. And then, bloop, oh, man, that's perfect. There's a big report with videos you got to watch on InfoWars. I don't have time to play it all, but Canadian woman shares appalling story of care center trying to execute her father. That's going on all over the Western world. The Netherlands is the epicenter of it, but now Canada is. You know, I told you about this 25 years ago. Back then, the TVs weren't smart, meaning they weren't robot computers with all the microphones and cameras hidden in them. It was the cable boxes, particularly the Scientific Atlantic cable box. And boy, I got harassed by the FBI after I broke that story. Disgraced Fulton County DA Fannie Willis begs court to reinstate dropped Trump charges. And now this, smart TVs, a vast system of digital surveillance that targets everyone, especially kids, with built-in microphones and cameras, and in the terms of service of all the major companies, they tell you that they are recording and videoing you and that you better watch what you do. The actual, I covered this 11 years ago. I remember it was my divorce started with my first wife 11 years ago, and I move out and I go, well, I'll get a new TV. And I go buy a Samsung TV. Now, let me just read the terms of service. It's 20, 30 pages long. And it actually said, don't do anything you're not supposed to do because we're videoing and audioing you and selling it to third parties. And I showed that on air. We ought to find the video I shot of that and played on air. And people were like, that's not true, my TV. And then too lazy to go pull it up in the terms of service. What do you think your phone does? What do you think all this crap does? Ford just got in trouble because they got caught listening to everybody in the car and videotaping you. Not videotaping, camera recording you. They're all doing it. And it's just ubiquitous. And then I'm telling people when it's first coming out 25 years ago, I remember 25 years ago going, under the new Telecommunications Act of 96, under federal law, all cell phones use cell phone towers to triangulate GPS and track everywhere you go. And people are like, you're making that up. They don't do that. That's not happening. And now everybody knows it. See, they just get it out there where it's totally normalized, and then you just accept it, like the pedophilia, like the drag queen story time. Let's go to phone calls. Brian in Minnesota, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling.
It's an honor, Dalex. I've been a software and hardware engineer for decades, and I think that one of the most important things right now is communication. Obviously, we can see how they've been trying to break that down during COVID-1984, et cetera. Communication is the thing that they fear most. I think that we should all be setting up, at the very least, practically CB radio systems, but there's also the capability of using software-defined radio. Everybody can do this. I can send you the open source code and the schematics where we can set up neighborhood-based communication sectors, which can allow neighbors to communicate if everything gets shut off, and this can be run on solar power or any kind of renewable energy, even a crankshaft. So I think it's essential that we all set up communication systems to be ready to be able to communicate with each other, and if martial law were to break out, to keep reminding our neighbors, do not play into the trap of civil unrest.
Absolutely. And then when illegal aliens loot your house and you fight back, they're going to say, white man murders innocent Hispanics. They create the crisis, and then they exacerbate, and I mean, like the media, for 2 weeks before the police release the body cam in Virginia, they do a well check on the lady. She opens the door, tries to stab him, does stab him, and then Black Lives Matter said, white cop shoots unarmed woman, we need riots. And then, of course, later it turns out none of it's true. But that's exactly what's going to happen during all this.
Exactly. And I can't agree with you more. And then communication, again, to remind our neighbors. And then if anybody could patch into your show, that can be broadcast over this neighborhood sector. Even if it's not a public show, I'm not sure how you're going to do this if the worst case scenario happens with these legal cases. But,
well, I'll tell you, listen, if they do this selective internet kill switch grid control, they'll do it in selected sectors. They're just going to cut all the patriots off immediately, probably kill Musk, Trump at the same time, try to kill me, Tucker Carlson. I mean, that's the plan. It won't be my current show you'll hear, but any old show will be just as pertinent in the future as any live program. That's why everybody should be saving the archives and saving the shows to your hard drives. If we go into the total takeover, the information on the show will be ultra green, meaning more powerful than it is today.
That's exactly what I've been thinking. And then I'd be able to rebroadcast that and remind people, look, this has already been planned. This is what we need to do. Yeah, that's fantastic. I do download all your shows. I'm trying to find, I'm not sure exactly where to go to get all the video archives, but I do have almost every single show, and sometimes I record it live just for this exact purpose, in case we had to
do that. Well, the last CRO here, when he was getting rid of our sponsors and shutting everything down while he claimed he was our best buddy and trying to set me up and all the rest of it, he would not pay for the archive system, and so it shut down. And then now with the new U.S. trustee, they're asking us, where's your video archives? And we're like, we have it on record that it didn't get paid, and they didn't fix it. I mean, it's like when the Sandy Hook people said, take his videos down, he's attacking us, which I wasn't even talking about him. They were all part of getting me banned. And then they turned around and said, default him, his archive is gone. So, you know, we use YouTube as like the cloud, which is what it is. And, you know, where you don't keep stuff yourself. I know you know that as a software guy. It's just crazy. Thanks for the call. Hey, do what you can, folks. They're also claiming in federal court, the Democrats are, that Band.Video is owned by them. And that everyone that's contributed to Band.Video, they own your stuff. And we're like, no, the way the contract works, the same with Facebook or YouTube or anything. It's your content. We have users that go on there and they follow the rules, not have porn or crime or anything illegal. It's like the internet, you know, was free 10 years ago. Just don't violate the law. And we got great folks that don't. And we got hundreds and hundreds of contributors on there. And they're just like, no, we own all that too. No, it's not like, it's just, we own you. We own your name. We own all your people. I just showed you the article. Well, you know, 13 Amendment applies to everybody but Alex Jones and anybody on Band.Video. And of course, it's lawsuit city. You can all go file in the federal court and challenge it if you want. I mean, these people are crazy. But see, they have unlimited money, so they don't care. They just hope I run out of money fighting them. But we're going to beat everything. We're going to defeat them. We're going to crush them. You're supporting us. I'm not going to say we have a robust defense or anything. That's why I keep begging and begging for support, because I want to win. And I think keeping us around is an important part of the fight. But hey, you make the decision. TheAlexJonesStore.com, RealAlexJones.com to donate. Jay in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
All right, brother, go ahead.
I just want to let you know, when that judge came out, or that attorney come out and said, don't, if you think about supporting Alex Jones, you're crazy. The first thing I did was went to the website and bought The Great Awakening. And then also I got the Mineral Fusion and the X-Free, and I got the Save the Frog shirt the other day.
So you're keeping us on air. And remember, that's the former federal prosecutor famous for setting up the Republican governor who was innocent in Connecticut, putting him in prison, works directly for Blumenthal and his son. They keep saying, we want money, we want money. And then they admit in the filings, we don't want money, shut down InfoWars. And then they still say, Alex won't give us his money. So they think you're stupid.
Oh, it's absurd, the amount of money they even say for somebody to pay. It's crazy. I can't even find a word.
Well, when you got rigged courts, that's what you do. And you lie and say, I have hundreds of millions of dollars. You lie and say, I made it off them. When they run fundraisers off me for the last 6-7 years and raise hundreds of millions of dollars, admittedly, they stalk me. They lie about me. They say I'm attacking them. Didn't do anything to these people. And then again, I said the name of one of the plaintiffs. The internet said the video looked weird of him laughing. I showed it and said, yeah, it looks weird to me. And then he just runs around as a victim all over the news, raising money, going, oh God, Alex is attacking me. It's ridiculous. And people see through it. You go to YouTube even, and 99% of the comments see through these people. So they just keep going, though. They just keep going. They just don't care. Anything else?
For sure. For sure. I want to also let everybody know that if you download the app X Recorder, it's free. You can get to watch your show daily, clip important parts and articles, and post them to Facebook, and Facebook does not pick up on that. So you are getting out there on Facebook, or at least I'm trying to. I lost a few
What app are you using to do that with?
It's called X Recorder, like an orange little app logo thing. It's free. You can edit and trim videos right on your phone. So,
Great. It's not that you're important as listeners getting clips. You're everything. The audience needs to get it. This is a participation sport. I know most of you get it, but some don't. It's not like I'm the special guy here. I'm just a focal point of this. What they hate is the audience of activists, the guests. They hate everything about this. I'm just the guy crazy enough to get up here and take these people on. I appreciate your call, brother. And I'll tell you, I'm upset about what's happening. But I'm climbing the walls with the joy of battle. I mean, I don't like the tyranny. I hate it, but it's so intense. It's so crazy. We're having so many victories that I'm having the time of my life because I'm doing what I know is right. And I have the worst enemies, the worst people, hate my guts. And the word isn't pride. I know you feel this as well, folks. I love you. We're like family. We are family. Spiritual family. We love God. We love justice. We're just decent, hardworking people. We're badasses. You never want to mess with a good guy. Everybody knows they're the toughest. And you guys are amazing. The toughest when it comes to working hard and being strong and doing the right thing. And open a can of whoop-ass if you got to. It's a feeling of decency and your ancestors and your current family and your future progeny, you just know you're doing the right thing, and it just feels like you're where you're supposed to be. People call that pride. Pride is like, I'm so great, I'm feeling so good about myself. That's not what I mean. It's a feeling of completion and doing what you're supposed to do and having your head screwed on straight. And I value the most evil people on earth hating me as the third most important thing in my life. God, my family, and that means all of us together, an extension of my family. I'm an extension of your family. That's what it is. We're tribe of liberty, every race, color, and creed. We can feel it. We can feel it, can't you? Our destiny is freedom. Our ancestors were strong. We're going to be strong. We're becoming strong, and we're waking up. And it's stepping into timelessness, to the past, the present, the future. It's doing what you're supposed to do. It's fulfilling your destiny. That's what it is. And I'm fulfilling my destiny. I mean, this is not even a high. It's not even exhilaration or ecstasy. It is timelessness. It is stepping into your true purpose. And it's the most beautiful thing ever. I'll take a few more calls and then hand the baton to the great Drew Hernandez. Jared, Eric, Darcy, and Steve, and then Drew Hernandez, always loaded for bear, is going to be taking over ahead of the mighty Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central today. And we're talking about 26 days. Hell, it's really 25 now. Trying to broadcast every day. I said I was going to do an emergency Saturday show because I want to broadcast every day, but I've got to run around behind the scenes and build infrastructure and get Energon cubes. That's all money is to me, is energy to do the right thing. And we're working on getting the Energon cubes. And I just had this instinctive spiritual understanding that I should not just maintain under attack, that I've been wrong in only trying to maintain, because then when you maintain, you get ground down and actually get reversed. No. Shoot for the moon. Go all the way. Swing for the fences. Total commitment. And so I pledge to you to intensify the energy and focus, to intensify the broadcast, to intensify the mission, to intensify the truth, to intensify. And we are intensifying, raising to the challenge. Just like that great song, Eye of the Tiger. Let's come in at 6 after with Eye of the Tiger. Rising up to the challenge, folks.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we don't just sell products in t-shirts. We empower patriots to stay strong in the fight for freedom. Our best-selling items like Ultimate CMOS and our amazing fundraiser t-shirts help keep Americans fighting for freedom outwardly and inwardly as they support the InfoWars broadcast and the Alex Jones broadcast as well.
Conspiracies are no longer conspiracies. They're truth.
We love the shirts. And not only that, I just wish more people would get wise. Elect Donald Trump, baby!
That's right. That's who I'm voting for. And I'm Hispanic.
We hear stories like this every day. Real Americans just like you reclaiming their freedom with our cutting-edge supplements and t-shirts available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Everyone, I wanted to recommend the AJ store. This is my first time buying. Obviously, it won't be my last. I'm going after the Alex Jones Was Right. That will be my next purchase. And the gummies. I really want those gummies.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we stand behind every product with rigorous testing in unparalleled quality. But don't just take our word for it. See what thousands of satisfied customers are saying and experience the benefits for yourself.
I stand for Alex Jones, the AJ Store, and all of us patriots. And God bless my new shirt, and God bless you all. America will rise again.
Head to thealexjonesstore.com today, read the reviews, and join the movement of informed, empowered patriots taking their health and style into their own hands. Don't wait. Stock up now because your freedom and future depend on it. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now.
We're winning.
If you are
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.